stop Tory military mission creep. Prime Minister David Cameron is using the plight of Syrian and Iraqi refugees to demand UK parliamentary assent for use of hard military force against ISIS in these countries. Cameron says the refugee crisis can only be resolved by ending the wars and conflicts in Syria, Iraq, etc., but then hypocritically supports the UAE and Saudi Arabia regime's bloody military intervention in Yemen, creating a new refugee crisis. The PM is still smarting from the government's 2013 defeat in the Commons to extend UK military airstrikes in Iraq into Syria. But even before obtaining permission, he has ordered targeted assassinations of ISIS fighters in Syria by pilotless drone aircraft. Cameron's new political argument, that the refugee crisis can only be stopped by, effectively, fueling sectarian conflict in the Middle East, is, however, perverse. Mission creep by the Tory government will not make Iraq and Syria safe for persecuted religious and ethnic communities, but it will further the regional ambitions of the UK government and other Western powers. Western-controlled safe areas would be used as bases for further intervention. Imperialism. But many Western strategists, mindful of Libya's disintegration after Cameron's previous military campaign, are wary of getting too involved in Syria. Socialists are clear that only united action by the Syrian people themselves can crush both the tyrants and sectarian fanatics. Scandalously, according to a BBC Newsnight survey, many Labour MPs appear set to defy the new Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, and vote with the Tory government for further imperialist military intervention.